This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Natalie Beck joins us from the Community Foundation. Good morning. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine on this bright and early day. And thank you again for all the hard work you're doing in the community. Nick and I have been having a conversation today about minimum wage, and that's being debated in Washington, D.C. There's tons of organizations like the Community Foundation that are out there striving for better than that. And with scholarships that are available and all the programs that are going on in this community, how do we talk more about that? Like, let's get minimum wage out of the conversation and lift everybody above that status, because there's so many opportunities.
There are so many opportunities, and good morning. And I think in the last 24 hours, most of the young students, our deadline was last night at 11 p.m. So for our scholarships, so I know they were thinking about scholarships for the last 24 hours. So we closed our window last night. We'll start reviewing those, and also our microgrant applications, which are for continuing education for the nonprofit leadership here in Macon County. That application closed yesterday, so we have a lot of paperwork to go through now.
All right, so what's the timeline on all of that then?
The microgrants are announced April 2nd, and then the scholarships, that takes about 2 months to review. Kathy Carter is our scholarship coordinator, and there are a lot of different review committees depending on the scholarship. So, for instance, if it's a memorial scholarship, sometimes you'll have family members that are reviewing essays, or in the case like at the Y, the Petrovsky Scholarship that honors a soccer mentor and coach here in town, they have their own review committee. So it varies, but now all that data's in, and we start going through all the transcripts and really matching people up, because they fill out one scholarship application, then if they're eligible, there are over 70 in there, so they don't have to keep filling out multiple applications.
I got you. Okay, so that is all in the works, and, man, that sounds like a daunting task you have. But I am so grateful that you and others in this community are constantly trying to get to people to a better place, and there are so many opportunities. We'll be doing another Zoom video with the EDC a little bit later this morning that will be up for everyone later. It's about connecting those dots. Man, I feel like if we spent more of our time and our resources doing that, right? Let's not argue over $30,000 a year. Let's get everybody to $60,000 a year.
Right. And, you know, and when you talk about working with Nicole at the EDC and Rocky with Workforce Investment Solutions, you know, we were able to give Rocky a grant this past year for $100,000 and then let her match people up for those people that are going back, that are looking for new ways, either from an LPN to an RN or their CDL or their welding, and giving the resources where they can get them that are way above minimum wage jobs, right? Because now we're talking about those incredible welding jobs.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. We had Dr. Sherrod on last week talking about the Young Leaders in Action. I know that online application is available at MaconCountyGives.org.
It opened yesterday. Yeah, we didn't really look at the calendar, I think, when we set everything in and open yesterday. But yes, open now. All 11 Macon County high schools as well as homeschoolers can apply. And I know there was a flurry of activity on that site yesterday as well. That group, you'll see them. They're going to be working with United Way at their food truck frenzy. And they are also having an event this Saturday in Warrensburg honoring frontline service, firemen, policemen. They're doing a coffee giveaway at 121 Coffee Run. So just still out there doing stuff pretty much every week. And so we welcome people. If you know a young person that you think would benefit from this group, we invite them, please fill out an application to join.
Man, and you talk about a working group. I mean, they are literally leading the edge in our community. It's amazing. Tell me about Tony Holly, your new Director of Strategic Grant Making.
So Tony joined us yesterday officially, and he comes to us from the American Cancer Society. And interestingly enough to Nick here, I met Tony in our board governance class. So I still have not seen Nick's name show up on that list. But Tony was in a class late last fall, and was looking for an opportunity here in Decatur. He was servicing Indiana and Illinois at that time. And so it worked out great. He brings, I think it will be a really interesting perspective, because he has been on the other side. He's worked at the nonprofits, and he knows how hard it is to get funding. He knows how they're fighting for every dollar. And so when he's administering grants and working on collaboration, he will really bring a new perspective to our grant making.
All right, we look forward to getting to meet him and look forward to that opportunity as we move forward. MaconCountyGives.org is your website. It's a great place for people to start. You know, you guys never slow down. I'm sure there's tons of stuff in the works right now that I don't even know about. You know, how do you keep up with all this? I mean, you have to have just an unbelievable staff all around.
We do have an unbelievable staff. We have an unbelievable board. And we rely on a lot of collaboration, you know, just what we're doing with Newhoff this year. And some of our other nonprofit partners. I mean, it's just all about those people that are dedicated to making Macon County better. And, you know, our donors. We don't do any of this without our donors. So everything is going great. I think people are ready to invest in this community and see what we can do as we come out of this pandemic.
All right. I saw a Instagram photo with, I think you guys were at the Heritage Behavioral Center. Is that right?
We still are doing our emergency grants in response to COVID and a lot of what you're doing, you know, the great series with Tanya on mental health. And so that was a $2,500 grant, still supporting them, you know, all the mental health things that are coming. And as you've said every day on the show, so important. And so that was a grant from the emergency care, just saying, you know, for their needs. And then we also had a donor come in last week and gave them a grant for $25,000 to add more safety protocol and plastics and screens and masks and everything for their staff, because they're seeing more and more people come in, as is Crossing.
Yeah, there's not enough resources. We need to have more of it, and I'm glad you guys are identifying that and supporting it financially. What else do we need to talk about? Clearly, the ability to give at all levels and be a part of the community foundation, literally in the decision-making process. If people are looking for a way to give, they can start with you guys, and you do amazing work. But I think it's important to note, I still think you say the word foundation, and people think, unless I have $100,000 or, you know, or $200,000 to give, I can't make an impact, and we know that's just not the case.
Right, and we, you know, we just say, if you can give a dollar a day, you know, you can join a giving circle. If there's a cause you're passionate about, we have a list of funds on our website where it says donate. You can give $5 to a fund. We do a lot of great work with the unions, and they collect money. You know, some people give $2 to $3 a check. That all goes into their big fund, which they give out their Labor Day grant. So there are so many things you can give to that when you collectively combine it, just have this huge impact in our community. So we want you to match up to something you're passionate about, give what you can give, and then see where that money goes and how we change and really make it a positive thing for people here in Macon County.
All right, Natalie, have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine, and we appreciate your hard work and the hard work of the Community Foundation. And welcome to Tony, Decatur native and a Millikan graduate, Nick, who is starting that new position this week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.